Tam, ukuvika popena 3, searching eri mutire pie, Zambia look up. Elo mkwai name pusha njumwa kwa ata, yonze kuti mwai pusha, waka mipera mkwai nama suko, mkwa ngufia nyatie. Helio, nga mulefu waku mpwembira nsuma kwa Yesu Kristu, live, mwingata kuchani, searching eni pie para pa YouTube, mutire pie, Harvest Time Ministry International. Tuleza mkwai, live mkwai para pa YouTube, pa Sunday, nishita ya 10 koloko, elo na pali chitatu, nishita ya 18 hours. Elio mkwai, kwa liwela ama kwa ukweba si, vaivele ngeri ya veni, imwe, kavye nje para pa YouTube, musechinge mutire pie, www.harvest-timeministry.org www.harvest-timeministry.org Ala mkwai, mwalasanga ili ashirionse, pati ya mkuta, pati bashima pepo. Usheni mkuta, shingesha wa Muzambia, nangula kufia rofimbi, isha wa pesa mbali ya Harvest Time News International. Alovu wa suko, mkavusanga. Bako mfavesu, uachimilete la kono program, pabu shukubu alelo, ninevo chivusa wenu, aki mpiri. Ala, ndesira na pakasha. Lesami pale, kabiri, tukese kumana. Noyu Mulungu leisa, paisha imoine, kabiri, na pastation imoine.
When the storms of life are raging,
great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, Alex Sianga. The headlines: Ndola Teaching Hospital performs its first ever transfer section. Raising cholera cases blamed on government. Again reaches final day of referendum campaign with opposition missing. Zambia referees gets CAF Champion League appointment. Now the news in detail. Ndola Teaching Hospital has performed its first ever transurethral resection of prostate surgical procedure, making a historical breakthrough in the management of prostate condition at the facility. The milestone comes as part of the collaboration with the INRO Link, a UK-based program under the British Association of Urological Surgeons, which has partnered with NTH to strengthen urological services. Copperbelt Province Health Director Charles Yumuinuna has expressed happiness over the development, saying it demonstrated the hospital's growing capacity to offer advanced services. Dr. Munonina says there are serious challenges with the prostate cancer management because the healthcare system is still improving, but with the partnership is a big step ahead. Dr. Mwenuna added that the impact of the program is already being felt beyond Copperbelt, noting the long journeys patients are undertaking to access care. Members of the public have called on the government to reconsider the power exporting deals it has with other nations, as it will cost the lives of Zambians. One of the residents, identified as Apostle Mapalo, has stated that cholera cases have already started rising in the country, as most compounds do not have water due to load shedding. He has lamented that most peri-urban areas have flushable toilets, which require water to function, but residents of these compounds hardly have water, leading to unhygienic practices causing diseases like cholera.
solution is with the government. There is no water because of this. Now people, they are using a fresh toilet. Like kunwame ishabantu watapa 01. Kukonso kukuseni bantu wangono wango soenze sama toilet mwene muja vazula waimbekeza manzi ya kabwela ndepe wazapo watiremo ya kabwela marai. Is it not caused by the government? Kujaku Namibia bacho seko 100 megawatt. Kujaku Botswana bacho seko 200 megawatt. Kukonsoko washikisha bacho seko ma megawatt watipa kizikana na malai 24 hours. So that kore la bantu wasafire kufa. Ni zesko ya leta kore la manzi kuhide watu swata pa manzi. Bantu watapa manzi mufini goti, vova doti. Why? Because zesko sipasa bantu malai tukutiwa pampine manzi.
Meanwhile, another resident identified as Silas Mwanza has stated that the rise in cholera cases is due to poor planning by the government.
Cholera in Gauke because of poor planning of Zesco. People have got no water. I was at in Tendere. If people are staying, they have got flushable toilets. And after Tendere, I'm saying, they said they should demolish pit latrines. But because of the poor planning of the government, they want to go. But the people in the offices, they want to go and go to Akainde. Look at yesterday, they were launching my ambulances. Antonio General and Zana and Chitachani. Akainde is working. Because the people that have surrounded Akainde, they are not good people. Tell the Zesco to start working, please. Brother Silas has said Zesco should start working. Let them wake up from some. A young man here in Livingston is crying because of the four machines that which they have bent for him. They cannot even manage to buy him one.
Government has called for stronger stakeholder engagement and inclusive partnership with civil society organization in Zambia. Lwapura Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinama has since encouraged civil society organization to actively participate in district and provincial development coordinating committees, noting that there is no legal barrier to their membership and that their involvement strengthens collaboration. Ms. Chinama urged stakeholders to request access to project documents and budget to ensure transparency, accountability and proper integration of activities into local development plans. This came to light in a speech delivered on behalf by Lwapura Province Acting Deputy Permanent Secretary Ivan Sikabumba.
Allow me to thank European Union, people in need and the Jesus Center for Theological Reflection, abbreviated as JCTR. We are grateful that your support reaches beyond Lusaka and into provinces like Lwapura. Mwabombe.
Meanwhile, European Union Delegation to Zambia and COMESA Programme Manager for Governance and Social Sectors, Njara Tonga, described civil society as the eye and ear on the ground, closest to communities and vital roles in identifying issues.
We believe so much in the power and presence of civil society because we know that civil society is the eye and the ear on the ground. You are the ones who are so close to communities, you live with them, you discuss and engage on issues with them on a daily basis, and through your conversations with them, you are able to pick out what is so salient, what is so important, and priority issues. We are able to itemize them and bring them to the attention of the duty bearers.
The Lusaka City Council has seized over 100 bottles of legal prepared beer, popularly known as Kachaso, during a joint operation conducted in the Central Business District, CBD, by Council Police and State Police. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says that the investigations revealed that the illicit alcohol was concealed in Mojo energy drink bottles in an attempt to avoid law enforcement and was being illegally sold within the CBD. Ms. Mwamba says the numerous incidents were unveiled of beer being sold in small sachets, locally referred to as tujirijiri, also hidden in Mojo energy drink packages. She says the products were being distributed around Kulima Tower bus station and Freedom Way under the pretense of selling Mojo energy drinks.
Also, numerous instances were uncovered of beer being sold in small sachets, locally referred to as tujilijili, and also disguised in Mojo energy drink packaging. These products were being distributed around Kolima Tower bus station and Freedom Way under the guise of selling Mojo energy drinks. The illegal sale of alcohol poses serious health risks and contravenes the Liquor Licensing Act No. 20 of 2011, which prohibits the sale of alcohol or liquor in the Central Business District.